Dukas on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And a good morning to you here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, today joined by USD 384 Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent Brady Burton, as education is the focus of In Focus here today. Brady, good to have you on this morning.
Well, thank you, Brandon. I'm glad to be here. I brought my mug of coffee with me, and I wanted to say that on the way over, I made sure that I shook it and not stirred it.
So, it's important.
Dave, I knew you would appreciate that.
You know, with coffee, I don't care. Now, martini, that's a whole different thing.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want with your coffee, Brady.
Okay.
You have full permission to do so.
So coffee's not better shaken than stirred?
Well, I don't know that it makes a difference because, you know, the key factor for James Bond was, you know, the dilution of the alcohol.
Okay.
So it didn't have quite the punch because the ice would, you know, kind of shake things up a little bit. So he would not have as great an impact, or the alcohol would not have as great an impact on him. Thusly, he would be more alert. And James Bond must be alert. And beings, whatever you do with your coffee, you brought your coffee, so shall Brady be more alert today.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome. Well, aren't you glad you asked?
I did. I am. I learned something today. I'm a lifelong learner.
So did I.
Well, we're so glad you could be in here and talk with us here today. And this is good timing here because we had some pretty big news in, as far as education is concerned. Last Friday, the Supreme Court finally issued its ruling. And, I've talked to some school officials who said that they weren't really surprised by their decision here to say that the school funding formula was adequate here. What was your reaction?
Well, I would agree with that, Brandon. And first of all, I was pleased the court did have till the end of June to hand down a ruling. So we were pleased that it came sooner instead of later to help our budgeting process. But no, I think most school officials probably felt like this would be the ruling. And so I wasn't surprised. I'm sure most people out there probably heard, if not, the state Supreme Court upheld what the legislature did by adding $90 million into annual spending into the finance formula for schools. And the only thing the court said is that they will continue to oversee the case to make sure the legislature follows through with the funding. I think they're supposed to, for the next 4 years, continue this additional funding into the finance formula. And so I know the courts are going to oversee and make sure they do follow through with that. I know Governor Kelly is a big advocate for education, too. I'm sure she'll keep her eyes on this, too.
Now, obviously, that helps out here with them releasing a little early. It gets you guys kind of in budget mode here so you can prepare your budget for next year. Isn't that right?
Well, it does. And really, we're kind of behind now a little bit. But the state yesterday, kind of the steps on it for us, is the next step. The state puts on what they call budget workshops for all the districts. They have different workshops around the state. The one we're going to, or the closest one, will be in Topeka on July 8th. And at that time, they go over any of the changes in the finance formula with the software and so on. And then after that, we come back home and start preparing our budget. After it's prepared, we usually take it to Topeka to have the finance people there in Topeka to look it over. And several sets of eyes are better in this case, and they have more experience with this, even though for me it'll be my 15th year in preparing a budget. But look it over and give us any suggestions they might have, anything they might see in it. We bring it back. At that point, we have to have a special board meeting to show it to the board. If the board approves it, then we have to publish it these are all steps by law in our local newspaper. For us, it's the Riley Countian, which kind of slows down the process for us a little bit because it's a weekly newspaper. So they have dates. We have to get information to them. And like by on a Friday, it doesn't come out to the next Wednesday. Once it's published in the paper, by law, you have to wait 10 days for the public to have a chance to look at it, review it, and then you can have a budget hearing, which we'll have to set up another special board meeting for that, where we have a board hearing where, or a budget hearing where anybody in the public can come in and speak to the board about concerns that they might have with the budget. Once that's done, then the board would vote on the budget. And then once that's done, we have to have it to the county clerk by August 26th. So that's kind of the steps we go through with the budget. You know, for a superintendent, the budget might be the most important thing that far as job description that we do and is preparing and monitoring the budget. And like anything else, you know, any organization depends on money. And the budget is, for us, a little over $3 million, and we're a small district. So, like I say, it's a big deal for districts and superintendents to prepare the budget, make sure you get it right, because a lot of what you do is based on projections. Like, we're projecting our enrollment. We're projecting how many kids are going to be in vocational classes. We're projecting how many kids are going to ride buses. All these things we get funding on. And actually, we won't know. We just got in April kind of the final numbers of last year's budget. So it's all based on projections, and we really won't know till the state audit does their final audit, which is usually for us in March or April, what our final numbers are. So anyway, it's a big deal to get it right.
But you guys will be receiving more funding here out of this, right?
We do. That's a good question, yes. From this new money for us, based on our 18-19 numbers, we'll get about $103,000. And that could go up a little bit, or it could go down a little bit based on enrollment numbers, which we won't know our enrollments at the end of July. And then you have till September 20th is the date that the state uses your numbers of whatever you have on September 20th with students and so on is what your budget is actually based on. So going into it, projections are we'll have about $103,000 new dollars into our budget. And the state and legislature is really wanting us as districts to use as much as of that as we can for salaries. And we've met several times with our teachers and really have finished our negotiations based on waiting on this finance, the state Supreme Court to rule. But the board will decide at their July 8th meeting to go ahead or not to ratify the negotiated agreement, which I think they will. And if they do that, we're spending approximately $91,000 of this $103,000 on salaries. So it scares me a little bit because things go up, you know, propane, we're on propane, goes up, electricity goes up, you know, the price of supply goes up, our health insurance has gone up. So, but we're devoting most of this new money for salaries, and which we need to. I wish we could devote more of it to. Our salaries are low. I think we're the eighth lowest district in the state as far as teacher salaries. So we need to do that for our staff, not only teachers, classified staff, our bus drivers, our secretaries, our cooks, our custodians in the same boat. So I'm tickled to death we can put the bulk of this money into salaries. I wish we could actually give them more than we are, because we need to and they deserve it, but we just can't do any more than we are. And I'm starting July 1, my 15th year in the district. This will be the biggest raise we've given staff in the 15 years I've been there.
Well, I know a lot of them are going to be looking forward to that, no doubt about it here. So, well, that's great news for the teachers here. What about the remainder? What will that money be used for?
Just kind of the things we talked about, increases in utilities, you know, supplies, that type of thing. Our health insurance for our district went up about $18,000 total.
That's right.
For next year. So anyway, our allotment for special ed is going up about 5%. So there's never a want where to use new money for. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have a phone call here. Good morning. You're on In Focus here with Brady Burton.
Good morning. I'll ask a question. Listen up here. Is your transportation cost, fuel cost for bus drivers, just maintenance costs for transportation, is that a large expense for your budget? Thanks.
Well, first of all, thank you for your question, and it's a great question. And yes, it is. I think for any district, especially a rural district, we transport probably 90% of our kids. The others would drive themselves to school, and even a lot of our high school kids still ride buses, which is kind of unusual. You know, once they get that permit at 15, you know, they want to start driving to school, feel their independence, and so on. But so, yes, it is. With our bond that we passed 2 years ago, part of that was adding three new buses. And just because we didn't have the money out of our capital outlay to do that. But, you know, on the average, a new bus is running around, you know, $90,000. You know, bus drivers, another expense. We're just lucky we can continue finding bus drivers. That's probably more of an issue than paying them. But, yes, I mean, maintaining buses, it always seems like we have two or three broken down for some type of reason that we're having maintained. And so fuel cost is always an issue. Luckily, the last couple of years, fuel costs have been pretty fairly low, haven't gone up. Most of our buses run on diesel, our non-buses on gasoline. So, yes, that's a big part of our budget is maintaining a fleet of buses, bus drivers, and keeping them maintained.
All right, we got to get into our first break here. We're going to come back with more In Focus with USD 384 Superintendent Brady Burton when we return. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by ESB Financial. Did you know that ESB Financial